Welcome back to the mighty 690 KGGF. Sorry about that, Sam. I just have to interrupt you there because we do have Zach in studio this morning and from Quality Motors and Independence. Good morning, Zach. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Before we get started, if you have any car questions for Zach, you can definitely call us up at our numbers 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. So, Zach, today you wanted to talk about recalls.
Yes, sir. First thing, I'd like everybody to thank everybody for tuning in again this morning. Last week, we talked about preventative maintenance, oil changes, transmission fluid changes, differential fluid changes, everything like that. Today, we want to talk about recalls. A recall is when the manufacturer or NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, determines the vehicle or the equipment on the vehicle does not meet the minimum safety standards. The majority of recalls we see nowadays are for software updates, because everything's kind of gone electronic, and so it's just like our cell phones. You know, you got to update them periodically. Same thing with the modules on that car. It could be something as simple as a bolt that needs to be changed. It wasn't long enough from the factory, or it's not holding up to what it's supposed to. There's a huge, like I said, a wide range of what recalls can be on for. Recalls are also VIN specific, so that means your VIN number is tied to a recall there. So that means your Honda there, it was built in a certain plant at a certain time. If there's another Honda that was built in a different plant at a different time, might not have the exact same recall as yours does. So they're all just kind of here and there, really.
So again, and those VIN numbers, those VIN numbers, they're attached to the areas they come from, correct? Is that?
Yeah, they're attached to the plant, the build date, and everything along those lines.
And then if there's a recall, and you hear that it's yours, do they usually give out the VIN numbers on those recalls so you can like check it yourself, so you don't go in and go, hey, I heard I have a recall, and then like, oh no, that's not yours.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to lean into there too, is your manufacturer should contact you by mail. And now, but you know, vehicles change hands so often, sometimes that doesn't get updated. If you want to know if you have a recall on yours, just call your servicing dealer, locate a piece of paper, your insurance card or something like that with your VIN number on it, and then you can call into your servicing dealer. Yours would be a Honda dealership. If somebody's got a Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, they can call into us, or a Chevy, they could go to Romans or something along those lines. And then you can give them that VIN number, and they'll let you know if you have a recall on that.
And on those recalls, if there's an issue that needs to be repaired, that is not the consumer does not have to pay to have that fixed. That's done by the car companies, correct?
Yeah. The manufacturer pays for the recalls there. So the only thing it really costs you is a little bit of your time there.
Yeah. So, and that's always a good thing. And I know there's like recalls all the time. Are most of them like, I mean, obviously a recall means there's an issue with the car, but are most of them, do you really need to go in right after the recall is done? Or, I mean, is it suggested to do that?
It's always recommended to, because if the manufacturer's putting out, they've seen enough issues with it, they're like, hey, we got to get this out there. We got to get this thing fixed. So when you get it, I wouldn't hesitate very long. Just go ahead and get it done, especially since it's free of charge. I mean, you can get in there, get it taken care of, and get you out of there, too.
Right. And, again, you usually have to go to that dealership, though, that's sponsoring, like me. I don't think I can go to Quality Motors with mine being a Honda. I would have to find a Honda dealership
exactly.
To have that recall fixed. Luckily, I have none on mine right now. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, knock on wood, I probably cursed myself now saying that. They're going, oh yeah, and there's a bolt that falls out. I'll be like, oh no. So, so anyway, again, recalls, definitely very important, because like you said, the manufacturer has seen something, an issue with their car enough that they feel the need that, hey, let's bring it back in. Let's get it fixed, and we'll take care of the cost of it, because it is our issue. It's what happened. It was on us, basically.
Yeah, essentially there. Yes, sir.
Okay, and last week, you know, you were talking about preventative maintenance. Occasionally, you know, on here when we have you every week, we like to kind of look back at a few things. Maybe somebody missed something. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't hear you the first couple of weeks. A couple of things on preventative maintenance. What are those things that you look for on preventative maintenance? Like, what kind of things do you do for preventative maintenance?
Your oil changes is essentially a preventative maintenance item. Your tire rotations as well. Always have your battery checked, coolant checked, everything along those lines. Transmission fluid changes, differential fluid changes. Spark plugs are another one of your maintenance items. The serpentine belt up front there. You want to keep eyes on that to make sure that thing's not getting cracked or anything along those lines.
Yeah, that's kind of important since that drives everything pretty much.
Yeah, yep. That can leave you without power steering, without pump and coolant, all that good stuff.
So. Yeah, and I've had a car where a belt snapped and I didn't realize it until I went to go try to make a turn. And I was like, why isn't this thing turning? I was
gets
like
a
pulling.
Tough.
Yeah, it gets. I was able to get into a parking lot, but I started going and I was like, oh, this. What's going? Why am I not turning? So it was a little scary at first. Luckily, I was on a surface street. If that happened on an interstate, that could have been scary.
Really scary.
Yeah, because especially if you're going like 60 miles per hour, and all of a sudden that snaps, and you don't realize, and you go to
merge or something like that,
and it's not moving. It's going to get scary really, really quick.
Yeah.
And I always have I had the weirdest dream last night about getting into a car wreck for some reason. I don't know why. And I was just like so sad about it. So luckily everybody was fine, but I just remember being really sad and really mad at the same time. It was just a bizarre dream. It came out of nowhere. I haven't had a wreck in like 3 years and even,
knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for knocking on wood. And luckily, what had happened, I'd come off a 16-hour shift at my work, and I ran into the back of somebody. Luckily, I was only going like 25 miles per hour, and I hit a truck. The funny thing was the truck had no damage. Only my car had the damage. That had the dent in the front. You've seen the dent in the front,
yeah.
Which is not too bad. The car still works, and it's just like I saw that, and people were like, oh, why don't you get that fixed? I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. I mean, it's superficial more than anything. I'm not going to worry about that little dent. I mean, if I had the money, I would get it fixed, but I didn't want to send that through insurance. You know,
it's not hurting anything mechanical-wise.
Exactly.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, everything's still good under it. But again, talking about preventative maintenance, and one of the things you were talking about, oil change, and I don't know if this has to do by car manufacturer. The amount of times you should get an oil change, is it kind of set at around a set level by manufacturer, or is there just an overall one set?
It kind of depends on how much you drive too. If you're not, the manufacturer recommends to do every 6,000 to 7,000 miles on an oil change, so you can do your tire rotation at the same time, keep everything on the same schedule instead of coming in two separate times, 1,000 miles apart or something
I had everything at the same time.
Exactly. It's just easier to do it that way too. One appointment, you're done there.
Right.
Lost track of where we were there.
How often, you should get an oil change? Yeah, and you said the manufacturer said around 6,000 to 7,000 miles.
And if you don't reach your mileage limitations in there, every 6 months. Get eyes on it twice a year, just to make sure everything looks okay. And even if you're only putting, 2,000 to 3,000 miles on it a year, just get eyes on it twice a year.
Right.
Just to make sure everything looks good. You can check all your belts, hoses, and all that. Check your tires, make proper air inflation and everything like that.
Yeah, basically get the oil change and all preventative maintenance and your tire rotations all in one swift go. That way you're not having to come back constantly. Oh, now I need this. Now I need this. So you get that all done at once. You're pretty much good to go.
You're pretty much set from there.
So again, it's kind of uniform 6,000 miles, 6,000 or 7,000 miles, or 6 months, which basically whatever comes first.
Yeah. And they estimate that 1,000 miles a month, roughly.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I remember it used to be for my old car, it used to be three months or 3,000 miles. Yep. And I don't know, is it just because the type of oil has gotten better and engines have gotten better since when I got my first car back in 1996?
Yeah, both of them have gotten better. The technology with the oil and your engines now has gotten so much better that you don't have to change it that soon. And even buying a new car years ago, there was break-in oil. Everybody was like, hey, we got to change that, 1,500 miles or 2,000 miles. There's not that anymore either. You can just take that thing and go and see your first appointment. 6,000 to 7,000 miles there and change the oil.
That's incredible how you don't hear that kind of stuff. I mean, you hear it about with engines, but you don't hear it with oil very much.
Right.
How they just keeps getting better and better as time goes on, to where you don't have to go in as much, and pretty much everybody appreciates that because they don't have to go in as often.
Yeah.
All right, Zach. Well, again, I thank you very much for coming in today. Yep. We love having you in every Friday, and we look forward to seeing you again next Friday for more. Basically, we'll call it car talk here on the Mighty 690. KGGF. We have open line coming up here in a few minutes. Once again, keep it locked in here.